big up yourself, Red Lion.
Hello.
But his knowledge were no offense.
Got it.
So he become our president. That's why. What the world needs today is some love.
Pull it up and start it back from the top. But before I do that, with a bit of luck, I can say hello. Hello, Denver.
Respect, Yenders. Nice to be part of the interview again.
Yes, good.
It's been a long time, yes?
Yes, it's been a while, and it's good to hear your voice again. We're trying to get through to Gavin at the same time, so that will be a first for me. But while we do that, I'm just going to start back the tune. Madiba Love, and then I'll talk to you afterwards, okay?
All right.
Fighting was a crime, but his knowledge were no offense. So he become our president. That's why. What the world needs today is some love.
There's the track, Madiba Love. Tell me, Denver, when did you actually make this track? Because it comes off your, is it the most recent LP, Sun Goes Down?
Yes, and that is the most recent LP. I wrote Madiba Love in 2006.
Okay.
So I thought it would be a great honor to show my respect to Mr. Nelson Mandela, who was in prison for 27 years for freedom. So that is the reason why I write the song, you know.
Okay, okay. And so you were there to sort of witness the change that came about after his release.
Yes, I tell you, great things happened in South Africa, you know, it became a democratic land. And I can just say maximum respect to Nelson Mandela for the great man he is, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Just to let people know what's happening here, I'm talking to Denver Jacobs. He's representing the Rockstone Band. The full title is Denver Jacobs and the Rockstone Band. You just heard Madiba Love, and Madiba is a special term that you use in South Africa. Is that right?
Yes. It's like a name we give to the father of South Africa, you know, Madiba.
Okay.
It means Yalde, you know.
It means what?
It means Yalde is our father.
Elder, right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and tell me, I'm very curious as to if there's been any change in your freedom to create music since the state has changed. Is there any difference now than there was before?
Yes, there is a difference, but I think reggae music, it's disappointing if it comes to reggae music in South Africa, you know. I'm talking about the radio stations that don't want to play actually local reggae music, you know, because they say it's not commercial music.
Yeah.
And that is the sadness of it all, you know. But me as an artist, I will never stop promoting reggae and getting reggae on the radio stations, you know.
Right, right. So they're reluctant to play the local bands, but I guess they're more ready to play the international well-known bands internationally. Is that right?
Yes. Most of the time they play more international music like R&B, jazz, and
okay.
That time of genres, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a struggle for reggae musicians in South Africa, is that right?
Yes, you can say that.
So what are the main, when you started your band, way back in, what, 2000 or before that, when was it?
Yes, it was in 2000. We started in a set in my hometown, Sierras.
Okay.
On a four piece band set,
right.
And from that moment on, we just continue, because when reggae music hits you hard, then you just want to go out and put the message out there, you know, the positiveness of love and unity.
So were there any local bands that you were inspired by, or again, were you looking abroad for inspiration?
If it comes to reggae music, I think, yes, it is abroad, you know, because why? I think my inspiration comes from Bob Marley, you know?
Right.
He is a reggae king.
Yes, of course. So you had him in your minds when you first formed your band, yes?
Yes, definitely. I mean, Bob Marley's music is big in South Africa, so that is what we've listened to, and Peter Tosh and Burning Spear, you know,
yeah,
at that time. And so we started with that, but it was Bob Marley's music that got my attention, and what I listened to, and the righteousness, and the way he brings out the music, you know, it's just blessed.
Yes, yes. So I'm just curious now, how does anybody in South Africa actually listen to reggae music? If they're struggling to hear it on the radio, what do they need to do?
It's just some parts, you know, especially Cape Town. Cape Town is like a jazz is very big here in Cape Town, you know. And some other parts like KwaZulu-Natal, Johannesburg, Durban, reggae is developing, you know.
Okay.
And it's also here on the local summer awards. So reggae is moving.
Good.
You know, but it's just that you don't get that promotion and expectation from the radio stations that the other artists get. You know,
right?
They make it very hard for you.
Yes, yes. So, in terms of reggae, then you may be quite well known. You and your band quite well known in the South Africa and neighboring countries.
Yes, we are well known here. We do our promotion, but. You know, the other thing is a lack of sponsors, because we got a lack of sponsors for reggae bands, and most of the time or all this time I did a promotion and everything by myself.
Right.
And also, you know, Gavin Paul, my promoter, he's doing a brilliant job in promoting the Rockstone band.
Okay.
And maximum respect to him for all his hard work.
We're trying to make the link with him. I'm not sure if he's got through yet. I don't think you're there. Are you there, Gavin?
Good evening.
Oh, you're there.
Good evening, Indus.
Oh, good. Good to hear you. So, where exactly are you, Gavin?
I'm Yenis. I'm in KwaZulu-Natal, which is on the east coast of South Africa.
Okay.
And Denver's on the west coast in Cape Town. So we're quite far apart, but we're very close as well.
Okay, he just mentioned you, saying that you do quite a lot in promoting the Rockstone band.
Yes, Yendis, it's as Denver's explained, it's a difficult path we're walking, but I have recently had a breakthrough with our national broadcaster, and they've agreed to discuss the issue with me in terms of I've used the local music issue rather than the reggae, and hoping to make a breakthrough.
Okay, so the national broadcaster, what's that, TVJ, is it?
It's SABC.
SABC, South African... What
Broadcasting
Corporation. Okay, yes. So, and that's quite a step forward to actually be in dialogue with the National Broadcasting Corporation.
Yendis, I'm told it's a lot bigger than I realized.
Right, okay.
I was caught by surprise. The executive producer phoned me. So,
wow.
So Denver's in for he's going to take off in this. Yeah, I believe it.
Wow.
I believe in you guys too. Your support and your promotion.
Good, good, good. So things could be moving quite quickly after quite a slow period. Very soon. Is that the hope?
I'm hoping in weeks to be able to get some type of promotion in terms of reggae music, and we're hoping to use the slideshow format that I've been using for Denver, because it's worked very successfully.
Okay.
On YouTube, Denver's had about 5,000-6,000 people who viewed his videos and liked it, all made a comment. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're working very hard in this.
Very good, very good. It's all very encouraging. I'm going to play another track here. This one's called We Gonna Rock. Is this one come from the last CD as well?
That's right. It's my first love song that I wrote, so yeah. Oh. It'd have to be on the CD.
Until we ready.
hands away. All the bets are to wait. I'll take you to a club called All Nations, where we will sing and laugh, and we're gonna dance.
To say, Denver, this track did take my mind back to when I used to live in London, and we used to go to a club called the All Nations Club. Hello, hello.
Yeah. Yes, no, I'm listening.
Oh, yes, I just picking up on the fact that you mentioned the All Nations Club in your song. Do you have an All Nations Club in Johannesburg or in South Africa somewhere?
Yes, no, yeah, we've got the All Nations Reggae Club here in Cape Town, you know. Oh. It's my sound engineer is from Jamaica.
Oh,
it's his club, and yeah.
Oh,
that
right.
That was a part of my inspiration of writing the song.
Right, right. Because it took me back to when I used to live in London. We used to have a club by the same name, All Nations. And I guess it's making a statement, that name alone, in a place like South Africa. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. You know, it's where all nations come together and listen to good music, you know?
Yeah.
because music brings unity and love, you know?
Yes, yes. And I'm wondering, given the circumstances that you guys are living in, are there many places like that for you to gather, you know? Is there many places that you can go and listen to music?
Reggae music?
Yeah.
It's developing, you know. Like I said, reggae music is developing also, but just slower than the other music genre. So we got some places we can go, you know, and some dance halls and stuff we can go to enjoy, yeah, reggae music.
Okay. What kind of reggae music? Because as you know, reggae music has it's a broad umbrella. And, you know, you have various sub-genres, the dancehall and the lovers rock and the roots and so on. Is there any particular style of reggae that is popular in South Africa?
All reggae is popular, you know. Dancehall a slight bit more now, but roots reggae will never go away, you know.
Right. Right, right. And local bands, are they becoming more as time goes on? You guys have been going for quite a while now. Are there others that are following on from you?
Yes, definitely. There's many reggae bands following, and it's nice to pave the way for them, you know.
Right.
And yes, there's many bands following, and there's a lot of reggae bands also here in South Africa, you know.
Right.
Can I mention a few?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
There's the Meditators from Durban.
Okay.
There's Jai Roosman from Esterist in Pretoria. Pretoria being the administrative capital of South Africa. There's Scratch George. Quite a few, yeah.
Right, right.
And I lost a few names there.
And I'm just wondering, just listening to a couple of your tracks so far this tonight, there seems to be a positive message in the tracks that you produce, and maybe even categorize it as happy music, to make people happy. What do you aim to do with your music? How do you want it to affect people?
To tell you the truth, like you said, it must bring happiness, love. You must feel that unity, you know. You must go out and respect life and respect one another, you know.
Yeah.
So that is what I really want to bring to the people, you know. And I mean, this city is just the start of many music of the Rockstone Band to follow, you know. But love and unity, that is my main focus, because why, like Peter Tosh said, what is peace without love, you know?
Right.
It's a thing that will go on and on and on until we get that perfect unity amongst people, you know.
Yeah.
And unity must not only be a word, it must be something that we live every day.
Yeah.
In unity, you know, and love for one another.
Yeah.
And I like to do and write my music as simple as possible, so even children, when they listen to my songs, they love it, they sing along very easily.
Right.
With it, you know.
Yes, that's a good formula, because simplicity is often the most powerful.
Yes, that is what I believe in. Simplicity.
That's great. Okay, big respect goes out to both yourself, Denver Jacobs, and Gavin Paul, live from South Africa right now. Bigging up all those who are listening in right now. It's his Reggae Space. You're in tune with Yendis. And special big up to Boobsy, DJ Fonz, Goody, Linford Nugent. Big respects to Reggae Lady, Linus of Judah, Queen Easy, of course, and Roots I. Look at all these purple people. Special big up to all the purple people keeping this show on the road. Big up Tragic, I don't hail you yet, and Williams coming up after me. Selector T10, Selector Roast Breadfruit. Right, let's go for some more music. This one comes again from the most recent LP, and I'll inquire about any work you're doing towards the next LP right after this.
All right.
We do it in a one-drop style, yeah, 'cause we one love style, yeah, 'cause we
do it in the Roberto style, yeah.
One good thing about music, yeah, is when it hits, you feel no pain. One good thing about good reggae music, yeah, is when it hits, you feel no pain. So come on, we do it in a one-drop style, yeah, 'cause we
do it in a Roberto style, yeah.
We do it in a one-love style, yeah, 'cause we
do it in a Roberto style, yeah.
let's get together, everything will be alright. Africa, unite for the benefit of your children. Africa, unite for the benefit of your people. Come on! We do it in a one drop style, yeah. One love style, yeah. Cause we
do it in the Robert Love style, yeah.
Denver, I'm just curious now. Just come to my mind right now in Europe. It's all about festivals. You know, a lot of artists are traveling from all over the world to various places in Europe to participate in various festivals. Do you ever have the opportunity to do that? Or do you have festivals in South Africa in the same way?
Yes, we've got festivals here in South Africa too. Not as big as it is internationally, but we've got reggae festivals and we are attending and perform at, but we as Rockstone, we there's a big possibility of we as a band going to Malawi to do a performance there.
Okay.
So it will be great to be. It's actually nice to start off in Africa, you know, yeah. And hopefully it will develop from there, and then we can do international gigs because it will be very good for us and the experience to be part of the bigger scene of reggae music internationally, you know.
Yes,
and taking and bringing South African music to the people.
Yep. You put me in mind of the phrase that's often used in Jamaican circles: dance a yard before you dance abroad. You know, get used to how things run in your own backyard before you go to the dance and embarrass yourself.
it's very important. It's really very important.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay. Yes, and I'm just curious now about your next LP. The last LP dropped in 2010, I believe. Is that right?
That's right.
And like
I said, I'm working on that. I've got about over 100 songs I've written already, so I'm working on taking the next 10 or 12 songs from that 100 and something songs and bringing out something fresh, you know, something more South African, you know, reggae music, and just try every time to do your best, you know.
Okay. The last LP, African Sun. Well, give me the full title. It's
African Sun Go Down, featuring Madiba Love.
That's
you
right.
know, I was sitting on a beach in Cape Town one day, and I was watching the sunset. You know.
Okay.
And then just the idea of artisticness just come up, and one thing leads to another, and I just start to write the song, you know.
Okay.
And it's actually a call for all the brothers and sisters aboard to one day to come back to Africa, South Africa, you know, and come and watch with me how the sun sets here in Africa.
Right. Because have you had a little bit of, emigration, a number of artistic people leaving the country?
From South Africa?
Yes,
a lot of artists performing overseas, so I think it's because they don't get that recognition here in South Africa.
Right.
That is the reason why they go internationally, which is a good thing, you know, to also get that platform of how to do it internationally and come back.
Yeah.
And tell the people or the artists here in South Africa how they must go out there internationally and perform, you know.
Yep. You can always gain good experience in foreign lands.
True. And you can learn a lot, you know. It's, I mean, about cultures, about life, and your inspiration of writing songs can just grow more from what you will experience when you tour internationally, you know.
Can you attract international artists to come to South Africa? I guess you might get a few of them appearing at your festivals. Is that right?
Yes, I mean, yes, a lot of international reggae artists come in here, you know. It's just so sad that we as South African artists don't get an opportunity to go outside more often. Yeah. But yes, a lot of turbulence was here about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, right.
So, yes, I mean, sometimes you don't even know. You just found out afterwards that an international artist was here in South Africa.
Right.
So, yes, a lot of international artists performing here in South Africa.
Okay. I got another track I want to play here. It's entitled Rave Reggae. I believe it's another one off your last LP, yes?
Yes. That was actually the first song I wrote, you know?
Oh, yes.
When I started writing songs, it was the first song that I wrote.
And the title Rave Reggae, how did you arrive at that, and what's the story behind the song?
You know, it's like what my deal was with Rave Reggae is telling the people like African reggae, rave reggae, you know, and bringing that scarness of reggae music into that song. And you know, like, yes, a lot of people are listening to this trance and rave music, so it's just bringing reggae music a little bit into rave reggae is to bring it into that that zone that they move in, you know.
First started speaking to you, you mentioned how you started in around the year 2000 with a four-piece band. How do you stand now? How big is the band?
You know, the full band that recorded with me, we are about 11 artists.
Wow.
So, yeah, with the horns and everything. But sometimes I limited to maximum six, you know. So it depends on how big is the gig, you know. And I tell you, I've learned a lot and I've grown a lot in this last 10, 11 years. And it's just great to always try your best, you know.
Yep. So do you, how frequently are you gigging now?
I'm working on or rehearsing, getting ready for Malawi now, and after that I will start my next round of gigs, planning it and putting it together. So yeah, after the Malawi tour I will start with my new music project, you know.
Okay. Because you mentioned that you you have a few hundreds of songs that you're going to select for the next album, is that right?
Yes. It's, you know, when you are in that motion of artisticness and writing songs, you just can't stop writing songs, and it's actually a good thing because afterwards you can go back and pick and choose the songs that you want for your next album, you know.
Yeah. So what is the process for you? How difficult is it, or is it easy for you to write songs?
Oh, it's very easy. It's like, how can I say, it's like nature, you know. It just come up naturally, and you, when you sit with your acoustic guitar, you just start writing songs and you can't stop, you know. And as you write, it sounds perfectly as you write it, and you just never forget it. Because every time I play a song, and it's a new song, and there's people listening to me, they think it's a song that I already recorded, you know. Okay. And then I actually just write the song there at that moment about what I see, how I feel, you know.
Yes, it seems to come easy to you.
Yes, I think it's a blessing from the Most High. Not I think, it is a blessing from the Most High, you know. And when He bless you with a talent, you must use it.
Yes, in a positive way. And where do you get your inspiration? You mentioned things around you, things you see, things you feel.
Yeah, I think it's about everyday life, you know. What you see, and you think about, how can I write a song to change that negative feelings and make it positive so everyone can be happy and enjoy life better, you know, because life is not easy, you know.
Yep.
Well, and that is what I'm trying to do.
Well, you mentioned, you say quite rightly that life is not easy, and it's harder for some people in some parts of the world. I notice a lot of artists that they tend to highlight the fact that life isn't easy and describe exactly how things are hard for them. But it seems that you don't dwell on the negative. You tend to go for more positive music.
Yes, you know, if we are always going to look back in history and stuff, you know, it's good to look back at it, but then you have to come back and put it in a positive way so that everyone can understand it. You know, the word history is, when I hear the word history, I hear his story, you know.
Yes.
And when I write songs, it's my story and how I see life and how I see how changes is about to become, you know.
Yes.
But like you said, in a positive way.
Yes, that's what I noticed from your music. You know, South Africa for black people, it's obviously not a very easy life, but it doesn't necessarily, it's not the main focus of your music. I just noticed that, you see?
Yeah. You know what, you said now the black people, but you get the black people, but me especially, my ancient forefathers, they were the Khoisan people.
Okay.
And it's nice for me to follow up in their roots too, you know, because they were musicians and they they love to make music, you know, in the nature. And I think that is a big inspiration, because where I come from, Sierras, I'm surrounded by nature. The mountains is all around me. I just have to walk, and then I'm in the mountains, go sit along a water stream with my guitar and play a song. So, and that is the other thing. There's a lot of, when I listen to the music, I love the sound of water that flows, you know.
Right.
So every time, or the most of the time, I was, when I write songs, I was next to a water stream. So, and you listen to the water stream, and you listen how it's flowing, and when I listen to my music, it's like that water stream bringing healing to my mind and my soul, you know.
Right. Yeah, so more inspiration from Mother Nature.
Definitely, there. Yes, you know, it's all about the love. And when I write this song, that was the idea, you know, because so many people, they want to make war. They got other ways of trying to bring peace. But if it come from a man with love, you know, sharing the love with the people around the world and asking for unity and peace and love, you know, Man of Love, that's the song to listen to.
Fight and learn to unite, 'cause we people unite, everything's gonna be alright. I'm just a man of love,
love, love, and lots of love.
I'm just a man of love,
love, love,
and I wanna share my life with you. I'm just a man of love,
love, love, and lots of love.
I'm just a man. Of love, and not a man of hate. I've got so much love in my heart. I will be selfish if I don't say it with the world about my people around the world. I've got this thought of freedom brought from me to to stop this fight and learn to unite. 'Cause if people unite, everything's gonna be alright. I'm just a man of love,
love, love,
and lots of love. I'm just a man of love,
love, love.
I want to share my life with you. I'm just a man of love,
love, love, and lots of love.
I'm just a man of love.
Some lovely, happy and positive music coming from Denver Jacobs and the Rockstone Band, and that track's entitled Man of Love. I'm interested to make sure that people have the opportunity to get hold of your stuff. Your LP is still available, I guess. Is that right, Denver?
That is right. You know, they can even go to Reverb Nation and YouTube under Mr. Gavin Paul, and they will find all my tunes there. And even if they lock in there tonight, they can download Madiba Love for free.
Oh.
So Reverb Nation, Mr. Gavin Paul, and then you can listen to the tunes.
Okay. Do you have? I'm not sure how your CD was produced, and whether it's available on the downloading sites like CD Baby or iTunes or anything like that. How was it produced, and who produced it?
You know, I recorded my LP at my keyboard player's recording studio. So it was produced by me and him here in South Africa. And the studio's name is Afro Melody Studios in Cape Town, South Africa. And yes, the music can be downloaded on Reverb Nation, you know, like I said, under Mr. Gavin Paul. So that is where the people or listeners can go to and check it out, Reverb Nation.
Okay. I've got some other links here for you. There's the Reverb Nation you mentioned. You have a Facebook musician page and a personal page on Facebook. And you have a Twitter link as well. But to actually listen to tracks and to download tracks, you go to Gavin Paul's Reverb Nation. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Cool. Now,
if I may mention, Yendis.
What was that, Gavin?
If I may mention, also on my profile on Facebook, I normally run the Reverb Nation link. So folks, just look out for it. They will pick it up.
All right, from your Facebook page.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, that's you doing the promotion bit, and it seems to be working quite well, because as you mentioned earlier, Denver's music's getting a lot of positive feedback. Where would you say you're getting the most support from, Denver?
That is a question I think Gavin can answer, you know, because he's in control of that. Gavin, can you give some information there?
Yendis, most of Denver's support is coming out of Europe, and predominantly out of Germany,
The
Netherlands, and Italy.
Okay. Now, why
and
would...
And California on the other coast.
Pardon?
California as well is getting quite a lot of response.
Right. Do you know why that might be, why those particular places in the world respond positively to the music?
Yes, I'm not really sure, but it has been consistent. The YouTube channels, especially, we've had about 14,000 views on the YouTube channel, and of which Denver's music makes up a large portion of that. And you're able to identify that in the Netherlands, Italy, Germany, even as far as Russia, surprisingly.
It's very interesting, that, isn't it?
Well, I've used the international angle to promote Denver, specifically because of the problems we have in this country. So I'm kind of getting an international experience, and as well as getting people to notice the responses we're getting from overseas, and hoping the local folk are going to catch on, you know?
Okay. Well, it's a bit frustrating, I guess, for you guys that you have to get your most support from outside your home country. It would be far better if the powers that be in South Africa were to get behind reggae music and you know, then make your life a lot easier, I guess.
Denver's music is so positive, Yendis. I'm sincerely hoping that Denver's music is going to break us through.
Yes, I was reading something something on one of Denver's pages, it was somebody providing a bit of a review of the music, who he liked the music very much, and he made the comment that usually it's just one tune, one song that connects with a lot of people that will change the future for the band as a whole.
We find that the popularity spread over about 7 or 8 of the songs, so it's been difficult to pin down one particular song. However, Madiba Love, at a stretch, would be the most popular out of the lot.
Yeah. Well, Well, I was just thinking about this next track that I'm going to play, and it's the one that relates to where you're from, Denver, and your band. We come from Ceres, and I don't know. I have a feeling that this one could be quite a popular one. Again, you know, you've created a nice simple song that people can sing along to, and it may also put the place on the map, you know, Ceres.
Yes, when I write that song, it was the idea too, you know, to put Ceres on the map and talk about my hometown. And when you listen to the song, or anyone listen to the song and they are from Ceres, I tell you, it's like they are feeling, they are in Ceres themselves when they listen to the song, because that is exactly how Ceres is, you know.
Because
and it is nice to, I'm proud to be from my hometown Ceres, and yeah, tell the people about Ceres and where I'm from, because it's a very, very fruitful place.
Well, you mentioned fruitful place, because a lot of people will have experienced the export of Ceres if they're into fruit juices.
Yes, nice one.
because many of the fruit juices that we have all over the world come from Ceres, apples and fruit.
That's right.
So a lot of people
all over Europe.
A lot of people will have had some experience of Ceres without even knowing.
Yeah, yeah, and when they taste the juice, they taste the fruitfulness. But when they listen to Rockstone and the Rockstone's reggae music, they listen to fruitful music.
Well, that's great. That's really great. So bear that in mind, all listeners, and anybody listening to the recording, that many of the fruit juices and the fruits that you enjoy may indeed come from the very same place that Denver and the Rockstone Band come from. Previously, the most well-known export of Ceres has been the fruit, but very soon in the future it will be Denver and his band. Okay.
Respect.
Yes, no, respect to you. Respect to you. Some beautiful, positive and happy music we've been playing here, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I want to impress on everyone to check out the links and to seek out Denver Jacobs and the Rockstone Band through Gavin Paul's Reverb Nation, and he's also his Facebook page. But first, the final track that I'd like to play is one of the most recent tracks that I've got from you guys. We come from Ceres, and it bigs up the place that you're from, quite rightly so.
The valley of fruitfulness. We come from Ceres, the valley of fruitfulness. We come from Ceres, the valley of fruitfulness. We come from Ceres, the valley of fruitfulness. I was born in a little town, surrounded by mountains. A river flow through this valley, 'cause fruitfulness lies down there. So I plant my seed, soon my fruit will be ready to eat. I hope you can be fruitful.
So you see there's fruitful trees,
ooh,
and it brings forth fruitful fruit,
ooh.
Then you see there's corrupt trees,
ooh,
bringing corrupt fruit,
ooh.
It corrupt all my ground,
ooh.
Soon there's no more fruitful fruit to be found. We're gonna dig it all away, all away, all away, yeah. With this fruitful sound, we come from Sirius, the valley of fruitfulness. We come from Sirius, the valley of fruitfulness. We come from Sirius, the valley of fruitfulness. We come from Sirius, the valley of fruitfulness.
Welcome to DB 50th Tribute. Yes, you're in tune with Yandy's talking to Denver Jacobs and Mr. Gavin Paul. With some beautiful music out of South Africa.
I say that apples you eat, it comes from Sirius. I say that juice you drink, it comes from Sirius too. That vegetables you eat that makes you strong, it comes from Sirius too. And so, yeah. So do we, with the fruitful sound. We come from Sirius, the valley of fruitfulness. We come from Sirius, the valley of fruitfulness. We come from Sirius, the valley of fruitfulness. We come from Sirius, the valley of fruitfulness.
Well, I just want to wish you all the best for the future, you guys, Denver and Mr. Gavin Paul. I'm sure that with a bit of luck and persuasion, the powers that be will support reggae music and local artists a bit more in the future, and you guys will benefit from that.
Yes.
Thank you, Yander. Bless you, and thank you very much for your support.
Yes, I just want to say thank you to Gavin Paul and you, Yanders, for the opportunity to have this interview with me and to promote my music. I really respect that. And to all the listeners, I hope they have enjoyed the interview. And I love to do this next time again.
Yes, you know? Well.
So all the love and respect and unity to all of the people out there, the reggae universe, and much love always from South Africa and from the Rockstone Banks. Thanks, and also thanks for the supporters that support my music, you know.
Yeah.
Maximum respect and love to all of them. One love to the music universe.
Well, I'm very eager to hear your next LP. I don't know if you have any idea when it's likely to be complete, but whenever that is, we'd like to hear it first here.
definitely. I'm not going to tell you now that the time and date it will be available, but soon come it will be another South African reggae music blessing. And I hope the people is going to enjoy it like they enjoyed this first album, African Sun Go Down.
Yeah. Well, impress on everyone to check out Denver Jacobs and the Rockstone Band by whatever means you can. Even a simple search will turn up quite a few links that you can explore, and yes, lend some support, because as we've heard, it's been a little bit of a struggle for reggae to develop in South Africa, but with a bit of luck that will change in the near future. So I'm going to thank you guys for spending some time with us here today. I'm very grateful on behalf of everyone here at Reggae Space. I'd just like to say thank you.
No, thank you to Reggae Space, and keep up the good works, and thank you for promoting reggae music to the people, because reggae music is what the people need, you know. It's reality. It's what the people must know. It's the poor man's newspaper, as Bob Marley used to say. Yeah. And once again, maximum respect and a lot of love to all the reggae universe and the people out there, especially to Reggae Space.
Much respect goes out to you both. Have a good day.
The same to you. More times. Respect.